any other show. Forget that, yo.
Get back to that decisions though.
Yeah.
My boy, dog, actually, he used to tell us about this chick. Anybody seen Entourage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know the chick Sloane on there?
Sloane, yeah.
The bad chick, dog. Yeah. She looked exactly like Sloane. And he used to be like, yeah, she, man, I'm telling you. And they'd be like, when you gonna bring her down here? He's like, man, she wanna come, but. He's like, what? He was like, dog, cause she gonna wanna go out and she can't dance.
Ooh.
She was like, I'm like, man, it's cool. Like, a lot of people can't dance. He's like, no, I don't think you understand. She can't dance when she thinks she can. And ooh. She does this move that I never seen in my life.
Oh, man.
He was like, it's the most embarrassing thing I ever seen. So finally, he broke down and let her come down. And he was doing everything he could to stay out the club. This dude wouldn't even turn the music on at the crib. So one night, we was all over there, everybody feeling good. Like, let's hit the club. So he had no choice, dog. We get to the club. This dude was sweating. She started dancing. I was, dog, when I tell you the whole club stopped, I was looking at this chick. It's the weirdest thing you ever seen in your life.
That's horrible, man.
Yo, we had dudes we didn't even know coming up to my, but she bad though.
Yo, man, when you in the club and another dude feel your sympathy, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, but she look good though, you know what I'm saying? Damn. hey, man, you want a drink?
It's on us. It's on us. We come.
Oh, I wish I could show y'all this dance, dog.
Dog, speaking of clubs, you remember that time we went up to that club up in Atlanta? Remember the video that Ludacris shot, that move? Remember we went to that joint and the bouncer had got some kung fu in him all of a sudden? You don't remember that joint? Nah, because I was the first one to go through. I had paid, was going through, and that dude said, he sized me up, and he was like, hey!
Oh,
damn.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember he like kind of armbarred me between my legs. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Yo, I thought this dude was taking my nuts out, dog.
Yo, what the fuck? Hey, man, violated,
dog. This dude will pat you down with karate moves, dog, with karate chops.
Oh,
yeah, was just like, because we were sitting there, we was like, man, I ain't even did nothing yet. What is going on? Remember, he was just sitting there. He was just looking at us. And he was like, "All right,
you talking about the bounce?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I remember we almost got killed up in there, dog. You remember Esteban?
Yeah, I remember that
talking junk to that black chick.
Yeah,
dude, this dude came back to us talking about, man. He was like, man, I just cursed out this black chick, man. I'm like, dog, why you do that? It's only three of us, man. Like, we're not even from here.
You know what I'm
saying? Got the whole club, dog. And we in, like, the hood.
In Atlanta. Like,
he was like, man, we ain't got a, man, whatever, man. I was like, well, what'd she say? Man, she said she going to get her people. I'm like, oh,
no, you should have said that first. You know what I'm saying? You could explain the rest of this shit in the car, man.
Yeah.
Damn. Yo, man, I hate that motherfucker in the club that just do all the shit by himself and then come looking for help. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nah, yo, one time I went to Columbia, yo. We up in the club, me, Fudge, Suave, and some other people, man. So, yo, the club, you know what I'm saying? We doing our thing. Suave is reckless, man. He be everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with everybody. So after the club, everybody chill outside, man. So we outside, man, and the dude come to me. I don't know why he came to me. Like, I was barely around this kid. Why you come to me, dog? He like, hey, man, these dudes over here got a problem with y'all. I said, nigga, who? Yo, what is you talking about, man? He like, yeah, man. He say, man, they want to do something to y'all. I'm like, nigga, and they sent you over here? He was like, yo, man, for real, if I wanted to drag you off of this corner and shit at you, I really could. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't from here, man. We too far from home to go to jail, dog. So you know what, man? Y'all got it, man. We out. Y'all do what y'all do, man. Then we come to find out this nigga Suave out here stealing drinks. Yo, he's stealing drinks and touching booties, man. I'm like, man, God damn it, boy.
Are y'all ready? Come on, man. Hey, look. When we get in here, shout out, we gonna chill. We gonna chill, we're gonna have some drinks, we're gonna have fun, man. All that fighting shit, man, leave that shit outside, man.
Ain't no fighting in the club tonight. It's too many hoes in here. Yeah, too many hoes in here. Ain't no fighting in the club tonight.
I'm single, baby, no obligation. Stagnating my operation. All I want is cooperation. And a bad bitch, hold on, come and stand next to me, cause I think it's finna be an altercation.
No club tonight.
Walking through the crowd, he'll grab a chick butt and you behind her.
Yeah, oh yeah, you the one that did it.
Yeah, She all up in my face, dog. I'm like, no, you look like a wombat. You're ugly. I'm like, I wouldn't even grab you. Like, if you was the only chick in here.
Yo, fool.
She talking tough cash money.
Hey, man. Yo, when did it get to that point that a chick thinks she could talk to a dude any kind of way?
Any kind of way.
Oh, like, my, if I put my hands on you, yo, it's gonna hurt. Like, you're really messed up, man. Like, you're not gonna fight me. What is you doing? Really, man? Like, yo, I mean, man, a chick came to my room, man, when I was in the barracks, was like, hey, they about to jump your boy, right? I'm like, oh, shit. I go downstairs. It's two chicks. But it's two chicks that I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to high school with them, grew up with them. Like, I know them.
Yeah.
Yo, why? Yo, she walking up on the kid. I'm like, yo, my, for real, stop. If this dude hit you, it's going to go wrong two ways. One, it's going to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga blast in your face, man, you're going to be fucked up. Two, now I'm going to have to beat this nigga ass because I know you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, yo, it's just going to go all wrong for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, hey, man, stop. Like, this nigga put his hands on you, it's going to hurt, man. But chicks don't understand that now. Like, yo, they will really square up with a nigga in the street and then be mad when he blasts them in their face.
Tomorrow, I can't believe he hit me.
I can't believe it.
Yo, you made him do that. That's some old Ike Turner shit, baby. You brought that shit on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, stop. Think, really think about it, man. If this dude hits you, it ain't like no female scratching your face, man. This nigga's going to hit you hard, and he's going to prove a point. Like, if you hit a female and don't knock her out, you a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So this,
yeah,
he gonna make, he got it. He gonna make sure, yeah, like, she's hurt.
Try to make him come to their senses. Like, I had this one time, I had this weight bench in my room, and a chick was talking reckless, and I was like, I want you to try to lift that up right there real quick for me. I just want to prove something. So she tried to lift these weights, dog. I can't lift this. I was like, now watch this. I'm about to do 25 of these. I was like, you see the difference here? Like,
yo, I'm way stronger than you are, man. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing you're going to do, man.
Yo, I got a story I know you don't remember, dog. I know you don't remember this. This chick, she thought she was tough. We was like real young back then. And she came out and she hit me about, she gave me about four good punches, like a nice little combo.
In the court?
No, this was, yeah, in the trailer court.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't let that go. Everybody laughing at me. The way everybody laughing. And she tries to run in the house. And I grabbed her before she got in the house. You know what I'm saying? I gave her a three-piece real quick. So she ran in the house crying. And her dad was like a Marine. And he came out the house after me. And you stopped him. You remember that?
Hell no.
No. Yeah, he knew he was trying to chase me. And hey, you came around the corner.
Hey, man, I don't be jumping on grenades like that, dog.
And then, what do you see? Because it was like me, my brothers, Jawaine, you, and I think probably Ben and them was out there. And then you was the biggest one out of all of us. So when he seen like all them people and you, he just stopped. He was trying to come after me, dog.
Yo, hell, yo, that was a, yo, was it, damn, I'm trying to think. It was like, it was Leroy Trailer.
Yep.
And it was like in between Leroy's, yep, trailer and that bus.
Yep, right there.
Yeah, I remember that shit. I remember that.
Oh, man. You remember, back at Robin's NCO club, how it used to be popping?
Yeah.
Was you there that time that chick was in there scrapping with these dudes and they end up slapping her with a bottle?
Oh.
Yeah, and she got dropped on the head.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
The bad part about it was a one-on-one fight. And when everybody, you know how everybody dispersed when the fight started and everything like that. Everybody was looking and the chick was washing old boy.
Oh, man.
She was handling him. And then his boys was like, we can't let this happen. And one of them came right behind and slapped him with the bottle. It was like, oh.
Yo, that's a double-edged sword, man. All right? If you beat a chick up, oh, man, you a pussy, man. You be fighting girls and shit. That chick whip your ass. Yo, this nigga's a bitch. Yo, you can't win, man.
It's like the chick we had wrestling at high school, dog. I'm like, yo, that's not fair. You can't have a chick wrestling on the team, man. He in a lose-lose.
Yo, hey, yo, man, hey. My brother from another mother, man. Yo, this chick knocked his hat off his head. Nigga, he... Like, yo, like that was the worst decision in her life she ever made, man. He dotted her, dog. Bow! Like, hey, I just bought that hat.
Oh, man, we was up in the club one time, up in Macon. You had already bounced to Kansas, and I was in there with my homeboy Dre, and this dude was in there talking to this chick. And I remember, man, I remember because my homeboy he had a cast on his leg because he had just like broke his ankle, so he was walking around that mug on that little black cast that let you still be mobile, not hoop crutches and whatnot. So we was in there, and this dude was talking to this chick, and he was trying to holler at her and everything, and she played him. She was like, "No!" all up in the club, right? Why this dude hit his homeboy? He said, "Watch this!" Wow! All you saw was teeth. And we fly in one motion. Everybody in the club was like, ooh. And they started rushing to what happened because the chick flew back a couple feet. And I remember because my homeboy was trying to go see what was going on. And he was in that mug hopping on that cast trying to get past everybody.
Hell no, man. Damn.
Yo, wild, man.
Oh, man. Yo, it go down in the club, man. Like, I don't know why people get brave in that bitch. I guess it's the alcohol or whatever. But yo, man, they get brave in the club, man. Yo, we was in at Fort Leonard Wood, man, at the NCO club. And yo, we like 30 deep, right?
Yeah.
And the fuck, yo, we're all dressed alike. You know what I'm saying? We all, for some reason, man, we all put on coveralls that night to go. You know what I'm saying? Yo, that's that riot mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, yeah. When it go down, oh, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. This dude was in there with his wife. My man was in there with his wife. And the dude like ran up on her and started dancing on her ass and shit, right? Yeah. And he was like, "Hey man, that's my wife." That nigga's like, "So?"
Uh-oh.
Really? Like, yo, if you look, it's five people standing by him. They're all dressed alike. If you look on the dance floor, everybody else is dressed like us too. You know what I'm saying? Now, the fact that you're standing in the corner by the DJ booth, lets you can't get out of this. Saying like, when we circle around you, Doug, it's only one way out, and you're not fighting your way out of this. You know what I'm saying? With the crew, even the weakest one is going to bust your shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it, man. Like, yo, how you going to say... Yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, every man has a level of respect that he will not let you cross. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you dance on a chick, okay, hey, man, that's my wife. All right, man, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. But, nigga, so? Really?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You really want this. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Standing is an ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Oh,
shit, be crazy, man.
Yo. What y'all think about that? Chris, you see that Nicki Minaj Bodyguard video?
Yeah, man. That shit's more funny than violent, dog.
Yo, if this dude's in school, when they call his name for graduation, he's not hopping on any more stages.
Yeah, nah.
He's going to be at the bottom like, you can just hand that to me.
Yeah, please.
Hey, man. And it looked like he just wanted to talk to her.
Yeah, like,
he just wanted to. I love your music. Oh shit. Hey, but did you see Safari, dog? That's her boyfriend name, right?
Oh, that's the dude who did the like the gorilla stomp.
Yeah. Alright, but did you know, have you ever seen Don't Be a Menace to Society, dog, while you drink your juice in the hood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Ashtray when they jumped on that nigga and squashed him in the street, dog. Saying he ain't want nothing to do with it. But when Lock Dog start beating the nigga up, he ran over there and got his little punches and shit, right?
Yeah.
So the nigga stayed in the back till they subdued this dude, ran over there and kicked him, backed up, let him move him over to the side, ran over there and kicked him again. You know, sound like you puss ass nigga.
Oh, man.
Yo, but they, yo.
Yo. Yo, they destroyed my man.
Yeah,
what
man.
Was so funny was, you remember how Kid and Play, when Kid was the one who had the tall hair, right?
Yeah.
And Ray said, yeah. Remember when he had them braided down on like House Party 3?
Yeah.
That's how old boys look. But he hopped on stage and he looked like he was trying to do a drive-by real quick. Like he was like, yo, I love your music. And he tried to keep running, but they caught him.
Oh, them.
So I was in braids, flap, flap, flap.
And yo, you could see him pleading for his life, man. Like yo, yo, when your feet dragging, that means yo, it's about to go bad. And you just, oh Lord, please, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like yo, man, don't do this to me.
Yo, they didn't even need security for the rest of that show after that.
And now after they worked that dude over, man, they was like, you know what? I'm not going near that stage.
Everybody backed up about 10 steps.
She started laughing. I'm like, for real?
Niggas over there getting smashed out. You know what I'm saying? That's funny. Dirty, man. Yo, Safari.
She went,
dude,
she went back performing like ain't nothing happened. Oh,
yo,
man.
Yo, Safari, man. Yo, that shit was cracking me up. I was like, yo, that's Ashtray, man.
Yo, I met this dude named Safari, dog.
Yo, yo, but yo, man, like, yo, how you gonna get beat up by a nigga in some skinny jeans, man? Yo. Yeah, yo, man, your pants too tight to fight, dog. Don't even do that.
Yo, he had to come off his boy's shoulder just to get up in the air.
You know, no, he ain't come off his shoulder. He was shielded by that dude. Like, yo, let's make sure he's off the way. All right, I'm gonna kick him. You know what I'm saying? Stop it, man.
Like he did it to make sure she was looking. You looking? Look. Bow.
Hey, watch this. Watch me. Watch me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Mama, watch this. You know what I'm saying?
Like he was not going to look into it. He had her attention.
Yeah, I'm a tough guy. Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That shit, yo, I had to watch this shit like 2 times. You really did that shit, man. Like, yo, and that dude ain't want nothing. All he wanted to do was talk to him, man. I'm going to take my chance. Yeah, that was the worst decision he ever made.
Ever.
All over the internet. I want to see more angle. I want to see, because the camera dudes jumped on the stage with the real cameras.
Yeah. They I want to see that.
Yeah. I need that HD footage.
I want to see what happened backstage. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was doing that dude dirty back then, man.
They did him like Wu-Tang. Remember when he put the dude in the closet? He was doing karate moves on him.
Oh, man.
You know what it reminds me of? Remember The Wood when he got dared by his homeboys to go touch old girl butt?
Yeah.
He was like, that's how he ran on stage. Like, ooh, let me do this real quick and go.
I'm going, cuz. I'm going, man. Watch me. That's fucked up, man. They had to beat that dude up like that. He just wanted to fill up.
Destroy it. That man is never going to another concert.
Yeah. Yo, man. Yo, what's up with the poetry corner, dog?
Oh, man. Y'all ain't ready for the little poet. I'm going to clear my throat.
Got tea and honey over there and shit.
Dang, I'm out of water.
Man, drink water.
Today's poem is called Bacon or Turkey Bacon.
Oh, before you start this, man, I want you to tell me which part of the turkey do the bacon come from?
The good part. Here we go. I just want to feel that thrill, like Jack and Jill. I will climb that hill to reveal the pan in the hen or ma'am frying up that good ham. Pork, lose that fork, We don't need that spork. That's a fork and a spoon. I'm in the room when I smell that fry. The pan gon' get washed, but not tonight. I have no time. Just give me bacon to complete my high on life. Pork or turkey, I really can't tell. So if it's not pork, my arteries won't swell. But I will take either. No need to check the package as long as it's fried. I will comply. Bacon or turkey bacon. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I hate you. Strong J. Strong J. Nigga, I hate you. Arteries won't swell. Yo.
Oh, man.
He said that pan will get washed, but not tonight.
Yo. I hate you.
Shout out to Schoolboy Q. He ugly than a motherfucker. tire marks, finish line with the tire marks. When the relay starts, I'm a runaway slave. Walking on water and running on waves. God MC, oh my God, you gotta see this. Never no eyes in me, of an odyssey. I'm a block away, fire marshals moving in. Marshmallows inside my pen. Sweet 16s, got a sweet 16. Any deadlier than sin, I'm so appalled. I'm the prototype with a godly protocol. You're an amateur, they want a protocol. I damage you on camera and Compton in Canada. I don't care where you are, just blink twice and I'm there where you are. Like a shadow in the dark, you a paddle in a boat. In an ocean full of sharks, about to come up short. Water in a pot, flow crack rock like bam bam. Nigga have 2 grams, nigga pay up or blam blam. Nigga, I had a black Camry, but we dipset, kill a cat, nigga. I had been around niggas, killers, pimps. We ain't been around shit, put your mama and your bitch. Jumped off the porch when I was like 6. Uncle Bobby got the house ready back in 96. Kick in the dough, Kate Nas all in the kitchen way before I even heard of Mike Vick. Mama in the bathroom, Poppy at work. Happened on a Sunday, we should've went to church. Look at my shirt, polo on it. Skull cell lift my logo on it. I feel no opponent. A demon come near and I might throw a spirit at the omen. You looking at the 2010 Romans, Empire, high power, HP. In your face like HD, and I spit like an HK. I'm a shot like an H3, H-U-B-C-I-T-Y. A-D-N-Y-G, problem in hoodie. Nigga, tell the government, come shoot me. Nigga, cause I'm going out with a fist raised and a fist full of money. Give it to the fifth grade, drink a fifth of Hennessy and then take another fade with a Democratic politician from CA. They don't wanna see A-B-L-A-C-K. Making some scratch like a Hall of Fame DJ. Give us some free J's with us in the PJs. Now we in the county jail calling for a three-way. Goddamn Yarko, mark of the beast with your goddamn barcode. Stuck in the street where it's dark like Harpo. Black man, tell me where your goddamn heart go. Although I'm in the land of milk and honey. Nobody never gave me shit when I got my first chain. All the niggas tried to take it from me. I had to fight back and shit, get it back and shit. And you rap niggas look funny, tryna talk back and shit. Like he back that shit, acting like you real or something. Nigga ain't pop no still, ain't pop no collar. Go pop some pills or something. You trying real hard to appeal to something. I'm being myself, my BFF is a BMW. Put your BM in it and a stash box glove. And a medicine, a doctor give a nigga won't help. I'm at a limit where I be amazing myself. I better finish on a level with a black belt. I better end it where every rapper get killed. Like blup, 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 with a knife at. Cut, cut, cut where your life at. Career's over, he slumped over. And if I'm off beat, no, I'm unsober. That's a new flow. Plush. Russ Q gave me some cushions, some nouveau, new dough for the new year. And I sumo on a rap peer, not a rapper. I'm a raptor, that's a T-Rex and a V-neck for the rapture. I'm a vector, and your facial, I will fracture to a fraction of one half. And I hate math, and pastors like Eddie Lone, fucking Mighty Gold, to be Mighty Lone, nigga, get here, nigga. Fuck! Told y'all I was gonna fall off, Q. Recording, you got that shit?
Yeah.
Ugly. Yes.
Fuck all that setbacks dropping December, bitch.
No way.
I got one. This shit ain't funny, man. This shit is serious. Alright. This is from my yo, this is from my dude, man. Lawrence Peoples, aka Pros Shoot Hole, aka Doc, man. Alright, check it out. I wonder how everybody's holding up now. Some faces in the crowd that we keep track of, but some, well, some just ain't around. I hope it's just out of growth and not a matter of life beating them down. I had a bout with that myself until I found out that I have the sprint, no, that I have the spirit to live out loud. Battle buddies, basketball homies, strap arms to protect the bond that we just want to keep growing. Imposed an old picture, story told, other folks couldn't understand that some of the things we witness will go when we do. And we'll take those with us. Immediate family, ride or die, let no man clip us. And even when they try and get rid of us, The sum of us is whole. Like, we're all we got. Here's to the good time, good folks, and the power of bonds. One.
Nice.
Word.
Nice.
That Penn State, dog.
Oh,
man.
I'm hearing a lot of mixed emotions.
I'm going to say they got what they got.
Yeah. Yo, the only thing I have a problem with is vacating the wins, man.
That's so greasy.
Yo, I'm saying, like, from 1998 to 2011, yo, that is
a lot of wins.
That's 111 wins, man. And, like, the coaches, they ain't play none of them games. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Yo, how you gonna take that away from the players, man? That, you know what I'm saying? That don't seem right to me, dog.
The wins and now Paterno record, just, they said they vacated that joint from him, and then they took the statue out the stadium already.
Oh man, they raped that shit all up, dog. Like, took the whole statue shit out. Took the, like, yo, like, he was the winningest coach in college football history.
Not no more, man.
The only thing is, like, I see why they had to take the wins, though, because, like, they was protecting football.
Yeah.
So to get back at them, they had to destroy what they was protecting.
Yeah.
But it sucks for the players, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I played them games, man. I ain't touch nobody.
Yeah. They had a few players tweeting, like, dang, so I didn't win no games?
Hey, yo, like, yo, that's full season, dog. You know, man, I didn't do nothing. I went to college for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, because they can't go to no bowls, nothing.
For 4 years.
Yo, ain't nobody trying to go there.
Yeah. Yo, they're never going to recover from that, man.
Never.
Even after them 4 years is up, all them scholarships they lost, all that, nobody's ever going to go to that school, man. Especially not for sports.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to bounce back from that. It's going to take a long while, because you're talking about 4 years of bowl bands, and then, you know, ain't nobody going to want to go to college to play football there if they ain't getting in the bowls. And then you're talking about how they going to recover after that.
Yeah. And then let all the top players leave and ain't got to sit out that year. So, yo, this year is done. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All the good cats going to be gone.
Yo, what's crazy is I know a dude that went to Penn State. And he had a chance to take Joe Paterno out, dog. That man said he was driving down the street. And Joe Paterno used to just walk on the streets. And he was he wasn't paying attention to something. And he looked up, and he slammed on the brake. And, like, Joe Paterno looked in the car. He was right there, dog, like, right at his ankles.
That's crazy.
He could have took that man out, dog.
I mean, but what was they going to do? You said, like...
No, if he would have looked down a few more seconds, he would have ran him over.
Hey, man.
And all this would have been a little different. It probably would have never came out.
Yo, so he almost killed Joe Paterno. You almost killed a cop. Yo, sitting like, yo, y'all need to get y'all focus on, son.
Hey, man, that cop crazy for stepping in the street, dog.
No, you're crazy for driving that fast and looking at the
drive-by. No, but who steps in the street, man? You know, people try to rush to work in the morning.
No. Who ain't see him step in the street? That's what's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you just don't see somebody in the street. Like, all of a sudden, they just popped up in the street. Now, he was in there for a minute. You wasn't looking.
I'm still blaming him, man, for that foolery.
That foolishness, man.
That foolishness. Stepping in the street. They teach us that in third grade.
And,
oh man.
Before we go though, I want to hit on this Chick-fil-A real quick, man. It brought out the Facebook theologist. And only thing what I'm saying is, you know, Chick-fil-A is closed on Sunday. You know it's a Christian establishment. How else you think they was gonna feel about gay marriages?
Yeah, man.
Like, you knew that. But, like, and then I see the point where, like, he came out and said it, and people be trying to boycott. They're trying to boycott Chick-fil-A. But if you think about it, any brand you wear, if all them dudes came out and said how they feel, we'd all be naked, living like cavemen.
For real.
And then one more thing, what's crazy is they trying to boycott all these Chick-fil-A's, but just like McDonald's, Burger King, you can franchise these places.
Yeah.
So, like, we had a guest speaker come up to, we had this church event. We had a Christian, he owned a Chick-fil-A. And, you know what I'm saying? This is how he eating. This ain't got nothing to do with the dude over there. He franchised this company.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but people don't think about that. They just want to get on Facebook and be a theologist.
Man, what's so jacked up about, because me and my wife was talking about this, is that it's not the fact that he came out there and he was like, nah, I don't want gays or lesbians eating at my restaurant. He just said his view. I don't approve of it. You know, we opening up the door for guys, you know, judgment. But other than that, he ain't say, nah, you know, gays and lesbians come up in here, y'all not getting no chicken sandwich. He just said, this is my view. And people wigged out, but it's just like most stuff. They're looking for something to gas up and everything. And now it got blown out of hand, because now you're talking about the Muppets. They dropped out. They're not even franchising, you know, sponsoring them dudes no more. And then they took the money and donated to, what's that, the GLAAD, that gay and lesbian
association. Yeah.
So it's media stuff as normal, but people, you know, trying to prove a point, and this is where our country going, because you talking about, oh, okay, well, he said he don't approve of gay marriage, so now we have to boycott him. It's his opinion. You know, I don't approve of it, but that don't mean that I don't support the next person. You know, if that's what they want to do, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. It's like when I was saying about the Frank Ocean joint, you know. If that's what he want to do, that's fine. But if he's making good music, and as long as he ain't talking about, you know, poking nobody else, no other dude, then I'm fine. You know?
Yeah.
Yo, I got it. This chick put on Facebook talking about the boycotting is good, blah, blah, blah. So, you know me, dog. Like, people so serious online. And I'm on there just to joke. Yeah. So I come on there and I was like, nah, the people boycotting is the ones. No, she said the workers are stupid because they're telling the people to stop boycotting. I'm like, no, the people outside in that heat stupid. For standing in that heat.
Man, you can't feel that heat and see them good, delicious chicken sandwiches and be like, damn, I ain't going to go get one.
I caught the angry black woman syndrome. Some black chick I don't even know jumped in. Looking like a panda bear in a profile picture. She jumped on me with the Google search, with all the facts and stuff she got off Google, and post like a 16-page book. So
I ain't ask you that.
She sent you a dissertation.
So I was like, okay, this is what I just get more ignorant. So then I put all that protested ain't gonna do nothing in all caps. And I was like, you see what happened when they protest Casey Anthony? She went free. And then they was like, then they came back, what that gonna do with Casey Anthony, blah, blah, blah. So my next post, my last post, the ether, was takes bite of Chick-fil-A crispy chicken sandwich.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Asshole. Yeah. Look, man, when people find something that they feel a certain way about, man, they get overzealous with that shit, man. Like, yo, you don't have to come at everybody with how you feel. If you feel a certain way, you feel that way. I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Either I agree with you or I don't. Either way, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, people gonna do what they want to do. All right. If you don't agree with it, keep that shit in your head, because it's just going to be, when you voice your opinion, man, that's when it becomes a problem.
And then the best part about it is, give it 3 months from now, you won't hear another peep about
nobody,
no Chick-fil-A.
Nobody going to fucking care, man.
It's going to be over.
Hell yeah. And they still going to be selling delicious chicken sandwiches, man.
And with that being said, it brings me to the new segment called The Dumbest Facebook Post of the Day. First, I didn't know how to start this. Like, I didn't know how to do this. Like, should I just use every name or the poster? But I'm not going to do that, even though I could. So I'm just going to read what it says. And when it's somebody's name in it, should I say the first name? Because I'm not using the last name.
Yeah, say the first name, man.
All right. I'm not going to say who posted it, but I'm, the names that are in the post, hey, you shouldn't have been in that post.
Guilty by association, say.
Yeah. All right. For the dumbest post of the day, it goes a little something like this. Dang, okay. Jasmine went to the doctor and found out she might have some kind of disease like Hep C or some bleep. She lied to me the whole time we were kicking it. Well, I guess I should say, joke's on me. No. Okay. Well, I guess I should say, what is this dude talking about? Oh, I guess. Well, I guess I should say, she led me on. Then wants to stay the night at my house. The same night she hooked up with some other guy and tells me she is sick and can't come. Then goes and posts that she had a great time with her baby last night. Mm-hmm. She is a liar and a user. Had me thinking I had a chance with her. But she always hit me up when she needed something. Mm-hmm. The guy she is with now needs to watch out for her. And she is going to jail in less than a week for violating her probation.
Mm-hmm. What the they got fuck? You.
And she has a pending court case for possession of a stolen firearm.
Oh, man.
Wow. So, I told you, Jasmine.
This nigga still going?
I told you, Jasmine. I'm not the guy you wanted to F with. Have a nice day.
Hey, man. You know what? That's that same dude that put that video up, son. Have you seen that shit? Yo, this dude put a video up. I know it's him because he said the same shit that he wrote down, man. Jasmine Sanchez. She be sucking guys' dicks. She got diseases and all this, right? But check this shit out, yo. The dude is doing the video, and behind him is a bunk bed.
Lord.
Like, yo, that's your room, son, for real. I see why Jasmine's doing what she's doing. Hey, yo, and the nigga had a fat tongue, man. So, yo, the whole video was funny as shit. You know what I'm saying? That dude got the lisp, but yo, man, that dude is really butt hurt, man. Like, yo, Jasmine did him dirty for some reason, man. And that nigga's mad. Because he's going on every social media he can and putting on blast, man.
Blasting her. Wow. And mad because he at home with mom still sleeping in his old bunk bed.
Yo, like, hey, I don't even think he had the top. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in here with the sleeping with the little brother.
Yo, man, that's crazy. Yo, that dude is, yo. That's your man, yo. Son.
Yo, I be thinking people gonna end it all, dog.
Yo, man.
That's why I be scared to respond. Because you know, if they end it all, then Post gonna be on the news. Yo. And if you respond with like a LOL.
Yo, I'm saying, yeah.
You're gonna be on your.
Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this shit good stuff for real? Damn.
You
know what I'm
You got the screenshot of NBC.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man. They was making fun of him. They made him do. I ain't making a nigga do nothing. You know what I'm saying? He was already on the ledge when I talked to him, man.
He folded. Oh, man.
Like, yo, like we talked about the last time, man. Some people don't need an outlet, dog. You need to keep all that shit to yourself, man.
Actually, they kind of do, though, because I need to keep this segment alive.
I'm saying, like, shit, so, man. Like, it really do be fun. Like, I don't like laughing at people. Nah, I'm lying. I laugh. Yeah. But damn, man, you ain't supposed to just give me reasons to laugh at you, dog. Like, I'm going to find something anyway, but Yo, say when you make it blatant, dog, I'm just gonna have fun with that shit.
We about to get on up out of here. The Black David Hasselhoff.
Yo, we out. You know, KD, I'm at where I'm at. I be where I be.
Yeah, straight up, yo. I donated my time, man. So everybody that hear this, man, y'all need to donate your time to Emerge, man. It's a movement. Get on deck, man. Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this your boy, man, Stone. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what I do, man. I still be at my house and I still be at work sometimes.
Hey, yo, check out Stitcher Radio. You can download it on your phones. You can listen to the show. That's STI. I think it's what?
Yo, man. Man,
just type in STIT.
Hey, know. Man, write shit down. Just write it down.
Let me start that over. Hey, yo, check it out. You can download the show, Stitcher Radio. Type it in your iTunes search. And it's a mobile radio app where you can listen to all your favorite shows. Hit us up on podomatic.com/forgetthatyo. For the clothing, check out emergecity.com. And we up out of this thing. Peace. 4 years old, 4 years old. Shout out to little homie Caillou.
I like exploring.
Caillou, I go to school like Caillou, bald headed like Caillou, wear hats back like Caillou, everybody love me like Caillou, t-shirt time like Caillou, I entertain like Caillou, wear all colors like Caillou, stay excited like Caillou, what's that smell? P.U. It's not us, that's you, crunch berries like Caillou, run PBS like Caillou, yo kids wild, watch Caillou, no swag, call it Caillou, bad chicks dig Caillou, I got no job like Caillou. No worries in the world like Caillou. Eating sleep like Caillou. Bust a move like Caillou. Just me, no crew like Caillou. Wear anything gang like Caillou. P.U. We Caillou. My head shaped like Caillou. No swag, it's Caillou.
Immerse, we everywhere, you never there. Gang like Caillou. The Black David Hasselhoff putting it down for Caillou. EmergeCity.com.
Caillou.